Welcome to Leading the Leaders, 7 Minutes of Leadership Podcast. I'm Craig Simmons, your host and president of Leading the Leaders, a small Christian-based veteran-ran leadership consulting group. We believe that proper leadership makes everything better and everyone better. Our design with the 7 Minutes Leadership Podcast is for the leader to take small, bite-sized examples of leadership principles and apply those principles into their everyday life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself, and most of all, learn.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here at the 7 Minutes of Leadership with Craig Simmons, and we are going to take you to a throwback episode of the 4 P's, because in the next couple of days, we're going to be talking about a hidden P. So we wanted you to have the overall view of what the 4 P's of leadership was. So enjoy and keep leading.
Hello, and welcome to Leading the Leaders 7 Minute Leadership Podcast. This is Craig. And today I would like to take the next 7 minutes or so and review what we've been covering off over our last couple of podcasts, what we like to call the 4 P's of leadership. These are leadership principles that are certainly we did not make them or make them up, but we acknowledge that they are real and that they very much work when they're applied in the correct fashion. It should be mentioned that when we consider the 4 P's pertaining to leadership principles, they're pertaining to a technical system that, if utilized properly, will enhance organization proficiency, effectiveness, controllability, as well as profitability. Let's review the 4 P's of leadership, which once again consists of planning, preparing, prioritizing, and then processes. Let's first look at planning. Planning should always start with the end goal in mind. Planning should be completed prior to the start of any project or any journey. This is not to say that additional planning will not be necessary once the project has begun, but by and large, most things should be completed. One of the key things to remember in reference to planning phase is that this is where the standards for assessing performance is done. There's always some parts of prioritizing inside of planning, but largely this is when you look at tasks and subtasks that must be done in order to accomplish the overall goal. All these are the genesis, have their genesis in the planning phase. Now, the importance of understanding planning and why is it vitally important to the organization as well as the individual leader is because it is where the course to successfully complete the course that you're on is charted. This is where it starts at, and however successful you are, it usually points back to your planning. Additionally, within the planning phase, this is where one could consider the effective uses of resources. It also looks at establishing organizational goals, the mitigation of risk and risk factors, the place where collaboration, cooperation, team building, all is created and forged inside of the planning phase. All these things should be documented, if possible, in the planning phase and reviewed by everyone. That's all the team members should get a chance to look at what it is when we talk about planning. This would also be a great time and place if one was to do a SWOT analysis. Then we look at preparing or preparation. It is a little difference between planning, but this is being proactive versus being reactive in preparation. Preparing and preparation has many advantages. One such advantage is the ability to solve problems quickly and thoroughly. The reason is that the idea of a solution has already been thought of before, and therefore it can now be implemented. when you look at preparing and preparation phase, it is most definitely a time management item, which in the business world mean this is where your money's made or lost. Preparation can be learned, therefore, anyone can become better at it as they go along. The importance of preparation is essential and is not optional. Being prepared saves time, money, just as proper planning provides a competitive advantage. A lack of preparation depletes any type of advantage that you may have thought up in the planning phase. Think of planning like baking a cake, or preparation like baking a cake. If you plan to make a cake, but then if you fail or fall short to bring all the ingredients necessary to make your cake, you will indeed make something, but it would not be a cake. Having all the necessary ingredients at the right place and the right time is a necessity. So preparation or preparing is a necessity. This is the importance of understanding preparation. Now, from preparation, we go into prioritizing or prioring or priorities. This is where one could say that the rubber meets the road, because in this phase of the leadership principle, we can see the total separation from a good leader versus a great leader. For whatever reasons, some leaders don't get this process down. They don't get this principle down. And what it leads to them looking like they're incompetent or not apt to do the task that's been given to them. This is where the leader must lead. This is where great leaders make sound, timely decisions about the direction, pace, and objectives of the organization. If you were to use the cake scenario again, this is where having all the right ingredients to a great cake, but you lack the knowledge of how to mix them together. When you start talking about prioritizing, it is not only key to understand for a leader, but it's also essential for the organization. If there's a lack of prioritizing within the organization, there will be steps left out. And when you communicate with external organizations, they will look as if you do not know what you're doing, because there's obviously steps missing. So prioritizing is absolutely essential. Finally, let's look at processes. Process is the last four of the four P's of leadership. Under this technical system, it is definitely not the least, though. Understanding how the organization operates essentially is found in how you understand its processes. Processes includes everything covered. That is all the steps. That's planning, preparing, and then prioritizing. All those are covered underneath the process. For example, let's take the condition of making a cake again. First, we have an idea that we desire to have a cake, so we have a plan. Then we prepare the items we need to make a cake. And then we prioritize those ingredients to bring it all together, including baking the cake itself. This entire steps and entire system is called the process. The importance of processes is when it comes to process is likened to steps, which once put together will allow for a successful conclusion or completion of whatever given task. Processes should be documented. Therefore, you can review and adjust them and amend them as need be. Without a thorough understanding of how processes work as a leader, one would most likely be lost. The importance for a leader is that without a working knowledge of how processes work, it will be difficult to succeed in leading others. And this is key. So let's summarize. There are many facets to the four leadership principles. We keyed on just these four, which there are many more. However, if you learn how to get this technical side of the leadership down and get it down pat, it will absolutely help you be successful in everything you do. That's all the time I have for this, but we did want to review the four P's of leadership and give some final insights before we go on to the four C's of leadership. I wish that you join me in my next podcast. Happy leading. And once again, you can locate us on the net at leadingtheleadersllc.net. And thank you for your time. Thank you for joining today's episode, the 7 Minutes of Leadership podcast. If you desire to get in touch with me, you can do so by going to our website, that is leadingtheleadersllc.com. You can also find us on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, as well as many other quality podcast platforms. Once again, thank you for listening and have a blessed day.